This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So I'm getting very into these electrolyte packets. If you're watching on the stream, I'll show you. I tried a new one today, Celsius Lemon Lime Hydration. It's banging. I have no idea how, with zero sugar in there, they can taste that good, but the other ones I do are Element, which are really, really salty, but you get used to it and you like it. Marginal breaking news here in the NFL that I wanted to at least discuss. The Packers, despite catching some heat in spots for this, are moving forward to propose a rule banning the tush push. So the league meeting is... Hell, I guess it's in 2 weeks. Yeah, I fly to Florida on March 30th. So the league meeting Monday, March 31st, and Tuesday, April 1st. Yeah, less than 2 weeks. Wow, I didn't realize that was that close. So the league has to get all these official proposed rule changes on the books. Green Bay says, I don't care if you give me grief. We're pushing forward. Green Bay has proposed a rule change, Rule 12, Section 1, to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap. That is clearly very much targeted at eliminating the tush push that the Eagles run so well. I mean, there's four of us here that watch a ton of football. I can't even think of another team that tries it with the... Remember when Washington tried that one, Mariota came in and it looked like he was supposed to pitch it to Robinson? I don't know what that was. I think that is overkill, and I think that is way too targeted specifically at what Philly does really well. I don't think there should be a rule change for what one team does really well. Because if there was, could you institute a rule change that quarterbacks that wear the number 15 on third down aren't allowed to run around behind the line of scrimmage for more than 9 seconds before they complete a back-breaking third down conversion to a tight end? Because, like, that'd be pretty targeted at the Chiefs, right? Like, I don't think you could specifically try to eliminate something just because one team does it really well. However, I do think they should reinstate. This is not a new rule. It'd be reinstating the old rule that you cannot push a ball carrier from behind. I think it's dangerous. And I do think that would have some impact on the tush push. I think it would have more impact, though, on generally when you see a skill position guy, a receiver, a running back, a tight end, and they're starting to get tackled around the 10 or the 5, and then you see like a tackle running from 10 yards past and just blowing up the whole pile. I think that's legitimately dangerous, and I think they should get rid of that. That's just me. I don't get the vote. There are two other rule proposals. Everybody's going to talk about Green Bay trying to ban the tush push, and rightfully so. But I think these other two are just as interesting, dude. The Lions have proposed to eliminate automatic first downs for defensive holding. Think about how many times it's third and 17 and there's a defensive hold 6 yards down the field and it's an automatic first down. I don't hate that at all. Now, I do wonder if it doesn't incentivize holding a little bit. like, ah, man, it's not a first down. Let's just grab a little bit, see if they call it. But I think the rules are too skewed to help the offense anyway. I like that one. And the Eagles, not to be, you know, clearly Green Bay's coming at the Eagles, but Philly's got their own rule proposal. The Eagles propose to align the regular season overtime rules with the postseason rules, giving each team a chance to possess the ball in a 15-minute period. So we're clear, in regular season, if you get the ball first and you score a touchdown, it's game over. If you kick a field goal, the other team gets the ball. In overtime, both teams get the ball. I would vote no on the tush-push ban, yes on the Lions' proposal to eliminate automatic first downs for defensive holding, and I think no on the Eagles' proposal to change overtime. They've messed with overtime so much over the last handful of years. And, dude, regular season games, you're already playing 17 of them. They're going to go to 18 in a year. I don't think you need to extend overtime that much more. So I am a no, yes, no. Landfill, what are you?
Get rid of the tush-push. I'm cool with the getting rid of the automatic first down and absolutely change the overtime rules.
So you're a yes on everything.
Yep.
How would you like to be addressed now that you're an NFL owner?
Mr. Landfill.
Mr. Landfill, okay. Jeff, how do you vote, sir? And how would you like to be addressed?
Mr. Walker.
Okay. Mr. Walker?
No, you got to say Mr. Walker. You got to put a little deepness in it. Mr. Walker.
Mr. Walker.
There we go. I'm on ban the tush push. I hate that play. Most of the players be offline, I mean, off sides. People be getting hurt. Ban it. Yes. And then Hurts pissed me off with taking all day and Luvu jumping over the line. What else was Luvu supposed to do? Ban it. I'm okay with the defensive holding. Yeah, they need to be cut too. And extend the overtime rules.
All right, so you're a yes on everything.
Yeah.
What about you, White Brian, and how would you like to be addressed?
White Brian's fine.
Okay. That's the only NFL owner that's cool with just being called White Brian. All right, what do you got?
No to tush push, no to defensive holding, and just go to college football overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. College football overtime is injecting Mountain Dew into your veins. Like, it's I tell you what, it definitely is where unders go to die. I know that much, but it's entertaining, but it's not football. I think college football should do a kickoff each rather than giving both teams the ball at the 25. I almost want to open the phones on this. I bet people go nuts. You can vote. Ban the tush push, first downs for defensive holding, and changing overtime. I've told you how I vote. You know how the aquarium votes. I bet the NFL tends to be very hesitant to make big changes. At noon, we're giving away Nats opening day tickets. At 12:30, we got to make a lot of NCAA picks. I watched both of the first four games last night, which is new for me. I did bet on them both, which helps. There's so much betting to happen over the next 3 weeks. If you love college basketball, this is the time for you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.